We're holding the fine dollar and aleph that last Gemara again was that the Gemara said Amar Rabbi Yosef the neck of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Biyotcha. Hold on to what he said because the Rabbi Baba Chana Koykav was the old like him. That the Pshat from Yechon was before. Rabbi Yechon said that Misa is Oise Nippon, but a Shchita is an Oise Nippon. That was Rabbi Yechon and Shchita. So what's the Rai that Rabbi Baba Chana also was like this? Because the Tani will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Ubosa basoda treifa lo teichlu, that you're not allowed to eat an animal, that's a treifa. So Idarshan Lahovi comes to conclude also, Ha'ever vihabosa amududolim bebehema uvachayu viyaif vishokta and shenasurim. They come to Ramarba, if you have an animal, that if Ever, I mean, let's say his hand was hanging off, so that's only attached with a vein, or else vihabosa, not a whole limb, but just a piece of meat, was hanging on the sof, that whether it was by behemoth or b'chayavoyf, and then somebody goes and makes a shchita on the animal, so lochu shein asurim, that these pieces that are hanging are still losa. So pasha, that will be mashma, that shchita is ois a nipple. The shchita makes as if it's cut off from before the shchita, and there's no heta of shchita. It should be made like an eivim in achai. But on this, v'yoma Rabbah Balchona, Rabbah Balchona says like this, that Amr Rabbi Yechon, name of Rabbi Yechon, you should know, ain't the never mitzvahs porish bevad no. This is only like an asmach for the yalma. It's only nisim to rabbanon. Rashi says, "El mitzvahs porish biyalma means mit rabbanon." Across mach to the yalma. Alma, what's the pshat in the raisa? Is ain shchita is a nipple. When you make a shchita on an animal that has its boss or its aver, I'm a dildo. The shchita helps for that boss or for that aver. In the raisa, it's mutter bachila. It's only mit rabbanon though. Then we say it's asurim. That's the Raya, that's Trang Rabbi Yechon, he says before, that Avada Shchita is Ein Oysa Nippel. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbi Yosef came with a Rafuna, the Yosef he was sitting with a comment said over like this, that Om Rabbi Yudha Marav says, that Ochlu Lozeh Leika, he holds if he eats this piece of meat, again, or this Aver, that was Medugal, and then you made a Shchita on it, he holds Mamash Atosu Mediraisa, but he holds that Shchita is Oysa Nippel, and therefore, if you eat it, you get malchus for it. And now this, Omla Yuhum Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said back to them and said, no, lay to Tzitzle, do not listen to him. But rather, Hoch Yom Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa Meshmei the Rav. This is what Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa, said over the name of Rav. That Ochlu Lezer, if you eat this Eivor Hamadudu, or this Bosser Hamadudu, again, this Bosser or this Eivor that is hanging, it was still attached to the animal with a vein, but, and then you make a shchita on the animal, if you eat now from this Aver, from this Basar, you should know Midirais, you do not get Malkus. Because Midirais, the Shchita helps for it, the Shchita did not make it a nipple, but Adarabba, the Shchita is met with Tachila. And the Din is only Yasa Midirabbanan, and therefore it's Eimeleka. O Malay Rafuna. Rafuna said, Anan is so us, Aman Nisma, who should we rely on? We just heard two Shittas, one Shitta was you do get Malkus, and one was not. Who should he rely on? So he hit Adrina Rabbi Yosef Liyate. Rabbi Yosef turned around his face, like he said, like Pekas, like he was angry. Omale, my Kusha, what's bothering you? Ki Omri Ano Bemisa the Yosef Nippon. When does the man the Omri says you get Malkus? When do we say that if Taka also, that's only by Misa? That the animal dies, then it makes it for Nippon that we consider these Ephorim an Ephim and Achai. But Kiyama Iyu, when did he say that Eina Leike, there's no Issa Malkus, no Issa Midiraisa? That's Peshchita. That if you make a Shchita on the mud, on the animal, then the Klal is the Eina Issa Nippel. That we hold like this, that Shchita does not make Nippel. If the Aver was attached, even though it was Medulbul, and then you make a Shchita on the animal, the Shchita helps even for that Aver also. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Minoha Milsa the Amar Rabbanon. How do we know this Yisai Taka that Rabbanon say that Misa Oysa Nippon, but Shchita Ein Oysa Nippon? This is the Pshat Rabbi Yechanan. How do we know? How do we know to say this? How do we know to say that the animal dies and it had an Aver, Hamadugo? We consider that Aver like it was detached already before it died, so it doesn't have Tumas Nevela on it, but rather it only has Tumas Aver Menachai, and only if it's an Aver that was Madugo. But it was just a buster that was Medugal. It doesn't have any tumor at all. How do we know this? That Misa is Oysa Nippel, but a Shchita is not Oysa Nippel. So he said, the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher yipur olof mehem b'moisam yitma. Anytime they fall upon you when they're dead, they're matami you. Rashi said there's a pasuk by shiratim. Rashi b'shiratim siv. So lemutei ma, what's the context food? Like shiratim, when they're dead, they're matami you. What's the context food? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Elaine, if you want to tell me lemutei b'chayayim, when they're alive, they're sheris, when it's alive, it's not matami. For the more that's trito. Minivei losam nafka. From the pasuk minivei losam. Rashi says v'chiyipo. Minivei losam. Masmoni, when it's in the veil, afterwards there doesn't have tumma, the shrotzim. But not when it's alive. So that's what's possible telling us, v'chola sheyipo hola of mehem b'moisam, only when they're dead. El Shamir comes to teach us like this, that mi soy se nipple, en echanami, chola sheyipo mehem b'moisam means that before it died, the eber was medibul, it makes it for a nipple, it feel like it was off before the misa. And they would not have a tumma neveila, but only a tumma sefer menachai. And therefore the deek is, but the ain shchita is a nipple, but shchita does not do this. If you make a shchita on the animal and had a boser or the eva madudo, that boser and eva is mutter bachila. That shchita does not make a nipple. That's the deek. Only because the yipo mehem b'moisa, misa makes nipple and not a shchita. So this omar le ravada barav le rova. So Rav Rava says back to omar le ravada barav le rova. He says back to Rava. I will crawl the shrotzim ksiv. This person is talking about shrotzim. And shrotzim doesn't have a shchita also, the lav b'nei shchita ninu. So I could tell me a diag that only misa makes nipple and not shchita. We came talking about shchita here. Omele said back to him, listen, the main linya of shrotzim, if you don't need this diag for the parish of shrotzim, the lav b'nei shchita ninu, because shchita doesn't pass the shchita on the sheretz, and so to new linya make this drosha libehema, for the call of a behema. Have a behemoth like a nisa is like a nipple, but not a shchita. So my still says, Vakati, no, we need this pasuk. Vakati, mi bolu, we need this pasuk. When it says, V'chol ha-sheyipol, olav, mehem, b'moysam. Why does it say the word b'moysam? We need it for another drasha. Vakati, mi bolu, that train misa, that a sheretz is only tomei when it's like the same matzah when it first died. That means to say lachem when it's still a little bit wet. But mitam, and then they have tumma. But Yevashim, if they dry up after a while, they name the time, they have no more tumma to them. So, we need this pasuk with this Russian, not to teach us that Shchita is a Meisim nipple. So, Moshe says in Echnami, Trei b'Meisim Ksiv, it says twice in the Pasha Shrotzim, the word b'Meisim. So, we wanted to teach us that the tumma is only when they like the Meisim, and secondly, only the Meisim makes nipple, not a Shchita. Oh, Malay Rav Chizah says, that machloikis be eved the ubor chai. Whereas the machloikis of a shchita is matter of mat only by the eved of an ubor chai. We have an ubor that's alive and it sticks out its hand, and now it's a shayla, so the shchita same matter that eved that's outside of mat. I will be eved the ubor mace, but the case with the ubor was mace, and that eved sticking out, the vihako shchita is a nipple. Everybody knows that the shchita makes it for nipple, meaning the shchita is not matarimah day in the veila, and now that it makes it for nipple, it's like it was cut off from before the shchita. And the shot from Chizur is that the chiluk between if the uber is alive or not. So Rashi says the uber chai, the svar is the yesh b'min shchita, since it's alive, it has a shchita we done to it. Therefore, mahani shchita afli yever hayoyts l'taroi. Then there's a svar that said that the shchita helps to be matarimah this eiver that's sticking outside. Since the uber itself is alive, but if the uber itself is mate, it's not a bas shchita anymore, then the shchita same is not matter, but take off the tumor on the same of this outside. That's what Rav Chizda holds. The Gemara says though, but for Rabba, the Rabba says no. K'machloikis b'zeh, k'machloikis b'zeh. K'machloikis b'zeh, k'machloikis b'zeh, k'machloikis b'zeh, k'machloikis both places. That whether it's alive or dead, it doesn't make enough k'mina. If you know the shchita of the aim is matter, this aver, of the uber that's sticking out, it doesn't make enough communion if the uber is alive or not. The mice of the uber inside is the chlal, the heter of the shchita same, even though it's mace. So therefore, that's the shal, even though the aver is sticking out, maybe the shchita is still like a shchita on a trefa, or maybe not, it's the same achlekes. Now the Mishnah says, Ben Shemayna Chai. Sal Mishnah says that a Ben Shemayna Chai has no heter shchita, like it's not called the boker yet, since it's only 8 months old, not 9 months, therefore it has no heter shchita. So the verse says, the time we learn like this, the time we learn in the Brayos and Toras Kanim, that Ben Shmeinecha Yechiyach, Sha'af Alpi Shiyesh Bemina Shchita, even though it does have a Min Shchita to it, still Ein Shchitasa Metarosei. So what is our Mishnah called a Ben Cheskai? Ein Bemina Shchita. Here at first Kanam is called it is Bemina Shchita. Rashi says, for Tan of first Kanam Gabe Dichiyomis Menabheima, that Ben Ches Yechiyach Sha'af Alpi Shiyesh Bemina Shchita, Ein Shchita Metarosei. That she says it means in no lad, they shock it to it. You shecht it right now. Aval agad imay, but you shecht the mother, and a ben ches is inside it. Nita b'shchita simay, divri akol. Therefore, at tefa, after pish yesh b'mina shchita, that it ran a shchita say. That's the same thing as kanan. Matis ritoni ben ches en b'mina shchit, mas there's no shchit at all. Not even when it's b'mei imay. The shchita same does not help for it. So my answer is like this. Omer Rav Kana, Yesh b'mina shchita agavim enechanam. The first Kanam is right, that when the ben ches is inside the mother's stomach, and you make a shchita on the mother, that helps for the ben ches also. Yesh b'mina shchita means agavim, the mother shchita. But the Tana did done, but our Tana now means to me to say, minod ima leporach. We're not talking about a shchita that's done on the yain. We're talking about the shchita could be done on this ben ches. On a ben ches, there's no shchita done to it itself. Like he says, Minu di moi parach, lechashiva lepircha, toyo v'yein b'nei ches shchita, since there's no shchita done to it itself, is ein b'mine shchita kevinu b'eschul, ein b'mine shchita. Hanuma says, lahai tano, te parach, that the tano, it means in the brice, lahai parach, the brice, the parach minu adino, the sovi yesh b'mine shchita kevinu b'ei, koin says, teres kanim, that they consider a ben ches, like it has a b'mine shchita, since the shchita is ein, tells for the ben ches is so the time of the parach treifa the shkitasa metayrosei minolei. How does he not talk of the said that a treifa if you make a shkita it's metayrit? Which is typically in the behema tameya the yen shkita metayrosei. Learn out better from a behema tameya. You see a shkita is not metayrit. So how do we know about a shkita treifa by behema treifa the shkita is metayrit? So my answer is mid Rav Yudah Marav. He knows Rav Yudah Marav. The Yom Rav Yudah Marav. The Yamuna sums of the Mastis of Tom and the Bryce will know this. That Omakra, the Pesach says, the Chiyomus Mena Behema. If the Behema dies, so we darshin Mixas Behema Mitama, Mixas Behema and Mitama, the Chiyomus Mashma, some Behemas are Mitama when they're mace, and some are not. How does that come out? Aye, every single Behema one's dead, it's Tomei. The Yezre, Mitha says, who treifa Shashachato, that the Behema is a treifa, that you make a shchitah on it, you should know the shchit is mitayir midayin nevela. That's how we know this yisayir, that the shchit is mitayir midayin nevela. Another one says, boy or hoshet, hoshet has a shal like this. What's going to be hoshet as yodoy lemeya behema? Somebody puts his hand inside the womb of the animal. V'shochat ben tes chai, that you make a shchit inside the womb on a ben tes chai, a live uber, a live fetus that's 9 months old already. Now, what's the halacha? Is the shchita a good shchita or not? So Moses says, this shayla is to boil the Rabbi Meir, for to boil the Rabbanon. He has to shayla both, according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbanon. To boil the Rabbi Meir, it's a good shayla according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is the one that says, that if you make a shchita on the mother, it's not mata, the kid. A ben pekua needs his own shchita. But I'll tell you like this, at kamla kama Rabbi Meir, ben pekua turn shchita. When does Rabbi Meir say that even though you made a shchita on the mother, and then you cut open the stomach and you find the baby there, an uber there, and the uber lives, that you have to make another shchita on the uber, that the mother shchita doesn't help for it, hani mili heichad the yotzle avrelem. That's only when it's law, when it comes out, then we say the shchita saying that was done to it does not help for the uber itself. Aber b'meya imay, loy shay loy shchitim. Didn't you quote for a meya that a ben pekuh on each shchita, the shchita only helps on it after it's born, after it comes out. But maybe it calls them on, it's inside the womb. A shchita does not help on this ben pekuh at all. Not even a shchita on itself if it's done inside. Or do we maybe know, the other shalos know, that afilu the rabbanon, even according to rabbanon shchita, that they say a ben pekuh does not need a shchita. They make a shchita on the mother, the shchita on the mother helps for the kid also, when it's inside. But maybe even according to rabbanon shchita, if you want to make a shchita on the uber itself, maybe you could. And what's the Hezbollah? Because it could be maybe Dalit Simonim Achshav Rachmona. As if to send this animal, now there are four Simonim here. If you want to make a shchita on the mother, those two simonim, they help for the mother and for the uber also. But who are then the uber has its own two simonim also. That if we, in this case, when you want to put your hands inside the womb and make a shechita inside, then cut the simonim of the uber, it could be maybe that shechita helps for the uber itself. That's a shiloh, does the shechita help on the uber or not? This the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Toshima coming here. It says, Horatio, know the treifa min abetin. If an animal was born a treifa min abetin, and shechita is not matzah b'achila. The Isa, you tell me now what? That you can make a shechita when it's inside the mother's stomach. Mishkachas lo dehoisla shasa kosher. That even an animal that was born a treifa still had a shasa kosher. The boy ayu yoda b'shochtan. If you want to put your hands inside the womb before it came out and make a shechita, and tell him it's a good shechita. So even a behemoth that's born a treif also once had a shasa kosher. Or Malay Rob Rabbi said back to him, to me, learn like this. What's going to be if it was created a treifim in abetin? What does that mean to say? That even when it was inside the womb, it also had this treifim. So if even if a treifim helps inside the womb, on the uba, on the fetus, but maybe only the fetus was a kosher fetus. But if the fetus was a treifim, then about the treifim would not help on it. And where would this case be? Or Mishkakas law, the balas, hey, reglayim. But see, it comes out, it has 5 feet to it. So we know the kitzur, this 5 feet had even inside, when it was a fetus inside the womb. Therefore, such an animal doesn't pass out a shechita done to it inside, because it's a treifa. Renechnami and the tzaddik say the animal is a kosher animal, it's not a treifa. The fetus is kosher, could be that a shechita would help. But take me here. Tzaddik is a shalom gemara. Gemara is not poshid, this shalom. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be? Hashrecha resa behemo, yeshef an animal. O motzo bo ben shmoy nechai. You find inside it a fetus that's only 8 months old, whether it's alive or imesa, whether it's dead. So, or else, another case is, oy ben tishemes. Or else you find inside it a fetus that's dead, even though it's 9 months old. In these three cases, like, the local is kare, you can cut open this ubo, or might say it's dumb, or if you do, just take out its dam, but you'll not eat it. Since you made a shechita on the mother, and this ubo, this fetus was inside the mother's stomach, so pshita the shechita rein is matter this uba, and all you have to do now is just open up the uba and take out its dam, because the nisa dam still applies on the dam of the uba. But what's going to be motzah b'ati shechai? Let's say after you made a shechita on the mother, now you cut open the stomach and you find a 9-month-old fetus there that's alive, and you take it out and it walks around. So here's the machlokes: toyin shechita v'chai b'yisif espinad divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, yes, this Ben Pekua now needs its own shechita, even though it was inside the mother's stomach when you made a shechita on the mother, but since it's a Ben Tes Chai, it's called like an animal by itself, the shechita same, does that help for it? And who are then? There'll be an Issa, Oysav Yes Benay, if you shech the mother today, you can't shech this one, you can't shech this one also today. That's Rabbi Meir's shechita. The Chomman, the Chomman say though, shechitas imoi mitaros, I know, the shechita sadeim helps on this uber, even though it was a ben ches chai. Now, Reb Shimon Shizuri Yomer, afilo ben chomesh shonim, v'cheresh besoda, shechita sima mitarosoi. So, Chur Moriah Sakasha, Chur Reb Shimon, how does that the same shechita as Rebbe Kama? So, if you have this what? Ben ches shonim, v'cheresh besoda, shechita sima is mitarit. As it means to say, Chur Reb Shimon also holds that the chachomim. That a shechitas aim helps with the uber that's inside, even though now it's 5 years old and it's plowing in the field, you'll not eat it without a shechita. So more that says the kashya, it's the same shechita as the Tanna Kamma. What's the chiddush of Rebbe Shimon? So see in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, koreya or matzah bo ben tes chai. Let's say you cut open the mother and you find inside it a ben tes chai, that uber is 9 months old and it's alive. Toyin shechita, then you have to make a shechita on it. In the case where you cut open the mother without a shechita, and then you find inside a ben tes chai, so pshita it's turning shechita. Since you can make a shechita on the mother, the chur is pshita that this uber now needs its own shechita. So what it says, Omer Reb Loz, Omer Reb Oishiyo, Lo Hilchu Boi, Ela Aliske Shechita Buvad. Rashi says, Mehukhuba means Bishlil Zel Hokil. That that we're making on this Shlil. That what we're making to say that cut it open, not eat it. And only the Dam is also. So Boisi said, Lehilcho boy ela liske shchita vavad. Won't come to be matter lehilcho shchita. That means to say, you don't have to have a shchita on the Uber, since the shchita same was matter the Uber. But something else about the Uber still also. So Mora says, Lemute mai, what do you mean to say it's still also about this Uber now? Again, we made a shchita on the mother. And then you find an Uber inside it. So what's still also about this Uber? So Mora says, Lemute mai. Lemute chel boy vigidai. They said that the chaylev of it is still osatit, and the word in the gid anosha shaboy is also osatit. So Mara says, chelbo demai, which chaylev are we talking about? Ilayma chelbo de shlil, if you want to tell me, Taka, the chaylev of this uber, again, we made a shchita on the mother, and then you cut open the mother and you found the uber inside it, that we said the shchita same hell for the uber. If you want to tell me, though, that the isa chaylev of the uber still applies, because the Gemara is not true, in this life, pligi, that's the machoikis. The Tani will learn like this, another Gemara later. The Tani will learn. What's going to be? Gid HaNosha, Noyig B'Shlil, V'Chel B'Osom. The Gid HaNosha is negated to a Shlil, even to an Uber. And the one then is Chelav is also. The Chelav of an Uber is also also. These are the ones of Rabbi Meir. We have Yudu Aymano, Einu Noyig B'Shlil, V'Chel B'Mutter. He has no, on a Shlil or an Uber, there's no Issa Eivim and a Chai on it. And the one then there's no Issa Chelav Chal on it. You can't tell me so pshit according to everybody there's nista chelv upon the Uber. Here it's the machlekes for me and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yom Reb Lozam Rabbi Yoshio, he says that machlekes are ben teschai. Where is the machlekes over here? Only if you find inside it an Uber that's 9 months older is alive. The holach Reb Meir Shitosei, that he says it needs its own shchit, it's called its own behemah already, and therefore it has a nista chelv on it. Rabbi Yehuda Shitosei holds no. That it doesn't have its own din yet, and therefore the mother shchit the helps on the Uber, even though it's a ben teschai, and therefore it has no list of chelev on it. So you see it's a machlekes over here. So I can say according to everybody that there's nista chelev upon the Uber. So Mora says it means rather on the chelev by the gid anosh it's chelev, but that's also. So Mora says no, that's also a machlekes, but the Gemara, Mifla Krig is also machlekes about the chelev by the chelev on the gid. At the time, he went like this. Gid HaNosha. What thing did he have? A Gid HaNosha is Mechatet Achor B'chol Mokim Shu. You have to check it out, find out exactly, check out exactly where that Gid HaNosha is, and you have to take it out. Now, V'chotech Shmona Mikra, you have to cut out its fat, Mikra, from the beginning of it, inside, from the roots of it. You have to get all the fats of it out, because the fats of the Gid is also Wasa. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. If you do right now, Grimer Mayim HaShufi, that's all. So Rashi explains the Mikra means Afilu HaNivlov Nishkos Tapsara. Even the fat that sunk inside the book, you have to take out. However, if you just says no, Grimer Mayim HaShufi means Klema. Chotchei Bishova, just cut it out smoothly. The Netles HaGvoy, the top part of it, Min HaShufi. The Domina Gid. The Yosim the Rabbanim. But the shrosher that's inside, that's taka mutter. To see the kitta samachwekas over here. If the chelboy is also midirais, there's only yasa midirabonin. That's also machwekas. So this is rather eliyitma if you learned, hochi, this is where it should be learned. So omarabalosa, lo yilchu boy elo aliska yachilu buvad. We're only talking about the heter achilu shavoy. Whether the mother shchit the house for the uber, it's only shal about the heter the yisra achilu shaboy. Rashi says it means lochla b'loy shchita u'b'loy shchita v'lecha chalbo v'gid echama yosla rid et chalbo as giboy. Could be that smutatit is chayla v'avet and the gidoy shaboy. But lamuti wasn't come to lafuke but lamuti raveya for chayrish boy. Lamuti Rashi says raveya for chayrish boy b'klayim b'shova chamor t'vaday loike. Somebody takes this ben pakur now and he's raveya with it, his chorish, he works the klayim, he'll get malchus for that. Even though it doesn't need shchit, you'll not eat it the way it is, but calls him on it's alive, it's still called an animal, and the ben issa of zareya, a chorish for klayim. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the divrei hamata b'chel boy, the one that says the chelav of this uber, is mutav achila, yishno mata b'domoy, who are then the dam shabai is also, behold the chelav of the shlil is muta. Who did the Dhamma is its blood is also mutter. And the Divri Yahisa the Khalbo, the one that says no, it's Khalib is also teeth, Is he what the noise of a dom? He also says his dam is also wasa. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says no. The Rafa Divri Amata B'chav, even the Madaman Yomit says the Chelev is muta, but also the dam I, but his dam for sure is also. This the Gemara says, Eisra Rabbi Yechon no shim ben lokish, so Rabbi Yechon has to kasha to his lokish. That he says that Tol Yisrev is there, the Chelev is muta, the dam is also muta. So Rabbi Yechon has to kasha to his lokish. It says in the Mishnah, Kareya, this Uber now, if he made a shchita on the mother, so you let her rip it open and eat it, but the Moitzi has done, you have to take out his blood. Mashma's blood is still lost, is also. So Rashi says, Alma filu ben ches, even if ben ches, l'kul yam, everybody holds there, that's chelev is muto, but still, the dam is also. So because the kashim is lokish. So when it says, Amar Reb Zeira, Leim, it just means to say, shein ones koros, that's all, that there's no risk of koros, and hain mati b'domu dikoma, lav het l'chatchila, it just means that there's no chi of koros, and that's all he meant to say. But that's what's really muto. So the Muslim man come, who are you saying? This Rabbi Yehuda, can't Rabbi Yehuda shita. Shashi, mi yu amat, who's mat to the chelva Rabbi Yehuda? And he says there, the chelva is muta. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda, lo yeh yeh adama tamsis, his blood should only be like dama tamsis. The tanya dama tamsis, be azel, it's only alav. Rabbi Yehuda, there will be a chorus, you have chorus for that. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, ton lo yeh, the chelva muta, Rabbi Yehuda, my ain't on this chorus, why not, Adamoi? Love that, you know, it's not the dam that the animal dies from. The first blood that comes out, and that's the machlokes in the Gemara increase. The woman on the other side says only a love on that dam. And if you don't know, you have colors for that dam. But she says, the nafkulem yubur, the whole dam, any dam that comes out, you have colors. So the dam of the ubo should also not worse than that. Should also be chayav colors on the corner of Yuda. So Gemara says, Tir Gemara Yisib, Reidu Rab Solo, Chasido, Chaimud, Rafok, Rafopo. Is Klem Rabbi Yehuda Dam V'chol Dam. Rabbi Yehuda Tak holds the Shrosh of Dam V'chol Dam. Shrosh HaKloim Akiv Rabbi Yehuda Dam Atam Sizm Rubay the Chol Dam Yalef is Akushe Makis Kol Dam the Dam Atzmai. So it is Kolech the Mechayiv Adam HaNefesh. Whenever you chayiv on the Dam HaNefesh of the animal is Mechayiv Adam Atam Sizm. So what did the Dam, even though it's not the Nefesh coming out, any Dam that comes out of the animal also the Chiyiv Karas. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But by the Ubra, but for Chol Heichad Loi Mechayiv Odom Adam HaNefesh, anytime you're not chayiv on Adam of the Nefesh, like by an Uber, that you're not chayiv kos on Adam of the Nefesh, who Adin Loi Mechayiv Adam HaTamsis, who Adin not chayiv on Adam HaTamsis. So it's not a shver to say, who comes to you though, there's no risk of Adam on an Uber. Now we boil up a question like this. Mao Liftois Beben Pekua. Could you be Poido, let's say, a Petach Hamor, a donkey that gave birth, a Petach Hamor, although you're departing with this sir, let's say you have this sir to Ben Pekua, could you make it for a pigeon of the Petach Hamor? So, Libra Reb Meir, let you boil off the Chiv, and the Yomatar and Shechita Ser Mayu. Quite Reb Meir, it holds a Ben Pekua, even though it was in the stomach when the mother had a Shechita done to it. Still, it needs to sound Shechita, so Shechita is called the Ser Mayu. Kiti Bolo, who is the Shaila, Libra Reb Akun, the Rabban and Shechita. The Yomatar, they say, Shechita's Imoi Metarosoi, that the Shechita, the mother, is Metarit. So mine won't be the locha. Kiv on the army, since we say Shchitas ima matayros and the Shchitas the mother matayrit is kebisra b'dikula hu. It's like meat b'dikula in a pot, like in a deco. No, it's not really called a sen anymore. It's just called a piece of meat. Because there's no, you don't need a Shchitas to it. It's mutatidit. Or do we maybe know? Kiv on the right v'yos, since l'mayis this animal runs around and has chiz to it, v'yos v'yosi, sekarin b'yes, that's called a sen. That's the Shiloh, is this called a Ser or not? According to Rabban Shita. That's the Shiloh. Samar says, Mazutra, Mosutra says, Ein Poydin. Echlan, according to Rabbanin, since it does not need a Shchita, it's called Kibisra, but Kula, some a piece of meat, and it can be Poydin or Ser with it. Petachama with it. Ravashi, Yama, no Poydin, yes, it could be Poydin. Or, oh, Malay Ravashi, Mazutra, Shavashi, back to Mazutra, my Daitcha, what do you want to say? To go Marta. So just like the Ser for Korban Pesach has to be a Korban that could make a Shchita on it. Here also by Pidyon has to be a Ser that could make a Shchita on it. No, Imal Alan Zochor Tomim Ben Shana, just like by Korban Pesach, is after a Zochor and a time without a Mumin Ben Shana. Is Afkan, you want to tell me any Ser used to be played the Pesach Hamor also has to be only a Zochor Tomim Ben Shana? It's not true. Tifta Ribui. There's a rebuke for that even though it's a different age, even though it's Nekeva. For the Gemara is so much, many says good for pidgin a Petach Amor. If the fifth of Rebbe is a Filo Kamilon Ami, then Lav Davka said an Isa Shchita, even the Ben Pekur should also be good for pidgin Petach Amor. Someone says still though, the Siswa was and came Seser Mahalu, what did the Gzera Shavim Seser? Here tells the Machloekes Mazutra and Ravashi, the vice of the Rav Paskas like Ravashi, that he could be pointed with it. Ibola, the question is this, Mal Limnas Barisha Mesheni, because Rashi explains the case he had his Ben Pekua, and he shechted the mother, and now the mother became Tomei. So do we say the mother is like a Rishon L'Tumah, and the Uberin Sod is a Shein L'Tumah? Or maybe no, it's like one good fight now, both of them become a Rishon L'Tumah. So Vyechel Nomi, yes, Moina Barisha Mesheni, the Uber is only a Sheini. It's like a nut that has inside it the shell, so the shell becomes tummy, he would then the nut also becomes tummy. It's like one goof. Says by this ubis hand sticking out. So this shell the amina chad goof is like one goof. That was the hechsher. So therefore, the Uber is also a bar hukshah now, chemikabot tumah. But then you doch, the mayeshash, you said the two good from now, where's the hechsher on the Uber itself? Omlai said back to him, kish, bishchita or krab shimin. Shimin shchita, that shchita long can be mashed, even though there's no dam there, even the dry shchita, in fact, the shchita was done to it. So the shchita saying is matah, the bent pakua, it's still like a shchita was done in the Uber, and therefore the Uber now is also hukshah, chemikabot tumah. All right, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.